A new year, 2002, dawns. Who knows what the new year will bring? If TV ads are to be believed, Miss Cleo knows. She's the psychic who advertised a lot on late-night TV. As one newspaper described her, the one with the fake Caribbean accent. Newspapers reported a few weeks ago that her company, Access Resource Services, had allegedly violated various consumer protection laws in a number of states, including Illinois. Among the charges, that the promised free 3-minute reading rarely occurs because the gifted psychic is too busy asking preliminary questions of the caller. What is your age? Are you married? And that Miss Cleo's cohorts call clients back when they receive a vision about the client. And there are many such visions, many such calls. Ka-ching. States like Illinois have a number of consumer protection laws, laws meant to protect the consuming public in a wide variety of situations. There's the Hearing Instrument Consumer Protection Act. It tightens standards for those who sell hearing aids to the public. There's a Travel Promotion Consumer Protection Act. It puts a lid on travel promoters' vague promises that air transportation is available when the promoters have no contract for transportation with any airline. But then there are two more on point, two that could affect Miss Cleo and other telephone psychics, depending on the facts. In Illinois, there's something called the Pay-Per-Call Services Consumer Protection Act. When companies advertise a 900 or 976 telephone number, they must lay out in the ad just how much they'll charge callers. They also must repeatedly remind viewers, say in an infomercial, of those charges. Same when the callers call the number. They must remind the caller that they'll be charged for the call. Then there's the All-Purpose Consumer Fraud and Deceptive Business Practices Act. It, in a nutshell, stops companies from the more generic, unfair or deceptive acts or practices, including false promises. Sample cases, interest rate promises, real estate promises, used car promises, furniture grouping promises. And possibly promises from a psychic. While the newspapers reported that Miss Cleo's company reminds viewers in every ad that their psychic interactions are for entertainment purposes only, this viewer was shocked to learn that Miss Cleo is merely a figurehead who's a member of the Screen Actors Guild, no less. When various reporters asked to speak with her, they were told she was off on various appearances. Miss Cleo, the newspaper's report, has stopped urging viewers to call her and instead asks that they call now. Had Miss Cleo listened to her mother, she never would have made that mistake. On a Miss Cleo website, she reveals that when she was a little girl, her mother urged her to become a lawyer. But me, she's quoted as saying, wasn't feeling it at all. I'm Amy Guida.